We begin talking about the prospect that everything may be changing in the presidential race before a vote is cast. The former mayor of New York City, Michael Bloomberg, is reportedly exploring the possibility of a third-party candidacy. That's the latest twist that, in theory, shakes up all the numbers. Michael Remlett, co-founder and CEO of Morning Consult, a technology company and public opinion polling firm based in Washington, D.C., says his data from last week show that from a solid beginning number of poll support, Bloomberg can actually build by, as Remlett says, filling a blank canvas out there of voter ignorance about who exactly Michael Bloomberg actually is.
I think what's most startling is just how many people don't know or have an opinion of Michael Bloomberg. I think, for instance, in the to New Yorkers, he's very well known. To media or financial services community, he's very well known. But 43% of Americans don't know or have an opinion of him. And that would play out huge in this race. You compare that with Clinton or with Trump, only 4% of Americans don't know or have an opinion of Hillary Clinton. Only 6% of Americans don't know or have an opinion of Donald Trump.
Does the fact that Michael Bloomberg has way more billions than Donald Trump, is that important to anyone? Did you measure that? Is it even knowable?
I don't know if it's important to voters, and certainly the way they talk about it is going to be important. You look at Donald Trump, the way he talks about his billions, it's a source of pride in those pieces. When you look at sort of how the campaign played out with Mitt Romney last cycle, it was a little bit different. So I think the way that the billions come into play is he's certainly demonstrated, and by he, Michael Bloomberg has certainly demonstrated, that he's willing to spend money in a political context, whether it's in the mayoral races or most recently in a lot of the outside issue campaigns he's run. If he's willing to spend that money, he can address the fact that 43% of Americans don't necessarily know him. And in fact, those who do know him right now, he actually has the highest net favorables. So 30% of Americans have a favorable opinion of him versus 26% who have an unfavorable. That's compared to Clinton, who's minus 12% negative net favorable among those that have opinion of her, and Donald Trump, who's minus 10.
If you were someone with $1 billion to spend, and apparently Bloomberg has alleged that he will spend as much as $1 billion on this campaign, is this about winning it all, or is this about denying the race to someone in particular? Looking at the numbers, where do you think that billion is best spent, Michael?
I think the billion, to put it into context, isn't that much money in national campaigns at this point. A billion just makes you competitive. It doesn't necessarily dwarf the field. And I think where you're likely to see that money spent, for better or worse, is still on TV. And there's a lot of talk, certainly inside of Washington, D.C. and political circles about, is TV losing its effectiveness? But at the end of the day, that's where most of the money has been spent in this campaign. And I think that what you have in Bloomberg is this unique third-party candidate. Typically, you have kind of the Ross Perot-like figure, but Bloomberg's held major office, and he has kind of this standing not only in the business, media, financial circles, but as well as in the broader context as having been the New York mayor.
Would you advise him, Mayor Bloomberg, you can't win, but you can make Trump a very miserable person, or you can win, and here's how? What's your analysis? What's your advice?
I think the challenge for me being that Morning Consult is a nonpartisan media and technology company. But if I were to look at this race, I think that it's impossible to say that he couldn't win. I think that what you find is out of the gate, he starts at 12%. When Trump entered the race, he didn't start at 12% among the Republican field. There's certainly a window. It's a unique year. The Americans are yearning for a change of pace, potentially somebody who's not affiliated with one of the two parties. So I think that if you look at this race, the only thing you can say, and certainly the last 12 months have bore this out, anything's possible.
Anything's possible. Very, 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 very safe. But it is really interesting, though, that we've got in what you looked at, the four candidates that you looked at, we've got the classic ideologue, leftist ideologue in Bernie Sanders. We've got the it's my turn, Hillary Clinton. We've got Donald Trump, the demagogue, from the William Jennings Bryan era. And then you've got this do good, give back to America, Michael Bloomberg. I mean, it's suddenly not an obscure race, but a really complete race, looking at personalities who have run for president in the past in American history.
Absolutely, and it almost reflects the Congress itself. I mean, you have all these divisive personalities, you have different perspectives, you have some moderates, you have certainly some more ideologue-oriented members. And I think what's interesting here, too, and something we haven't talked about, is that if the race splintered this way, it really comes down to the Electoral College. Otherwise, it would likely move to the House of Representatives, and we have a whole different ballgame. That's where the party structures really come into play. So even if Bloomberg won just a percentage more than Clinton or Trump, it's not necessarily the case that he would become president.
From your perspective, why is this so much fun?
I think that this is one of the most unique elections, in large part because the way in which media and technology have changed. I think what you're finding is that the barriers to running for president have never been smaller, and certainly Donald Trump has shown that.
Well, innovation in political consulting means there's a much bigger window all of a sudden with all this big data technology available. Michael Ramlett, thanks so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me, John.
Michael Ramlett is co-founder and CEO of Morning Consult, a technology company with a newsroom and public opinion polling firm based in Washington, D.C.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.